Looking forward to a very cool thing, the Bistro on your summer vacation right now. But you've got a special event coming up Monday at 5 o'clock. And what a cool thing this is, not just for Novios, but for the city of Bangor to be involved in the digital speakeasy. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so this is quite the treat for really the region. Edrington, who is a parent company of about 7 or 8 different brands of liquor, most probably notably Macallan, Highland Park, and famous Grouse in the Scotch category. They've been hosting Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. a digital speakeasy. And they have different bartenders and different music acts perform during this hour-long Zoom call and Facebook Live event. And they've been London, New York, Miami, Chicago, Seattle, all the big cities, Barcelona, all the big cities throughout the country and world. And on Monday, June 29th at 5 p.m., it's Bangor, Maine, and Novio's Bistro.
Yeah, and now you got a great musical guest, too, with our friend Lucas Richmond from the Bangor Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, and I heard today he's going to play 2 different songs. And then he's also going to be doing a Name That Tune for prizes.
Oh, wow.
Which should be kind of fun. So if you're, I am horrible at that game, but if you happen to be good at Name That Tune, it's worth zooming in and trying to win some prizes.
That's fantastic. And all this for a very good cause as well, as you're working with Jose Andres, a great group, World Central Kitchen.
Yeah, and the World Central Kitchen does so many amazing things. It started a few years ago after the earthquake in Haiti as a way to get meals to those that were affected by the earthquake. And because the response was so good and the need continued, Chef Andreas has been sending the World Kitchen to hot spots throughout the world. But he's also done things like when the federal shutdown a few years ago, he was in D.C. feeding federal employees' families.
Right.
And just this week, he was in Louisville, I saw, feeding people in long lines at the poll stations to ensure they stayed in line and voted to have their vote count. So he does so many great things with the World Central Kitchen.
So how can people be a part of this coming up on Monday night?
Great question. So if you go to our either Instagram at Novio's Bistro or our Facebook page, we will be posting throughout the next few days reminders of how to do it. The link will be in the post, and you can Zoom right in at Monday at 5 p.m., or you can go to the Digital Speakeasy's Facebook page, follow that page, and they'll be live at 5 p.m. on Monday, and you can follow along with that category as well.
And this is fantastic that you mentioned all the big cities around the world, and now Bangor, Maine, taking center stage.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, there's been some great responses from a lot of these cities, as you would expect. You know, New York City has more people in 5 blocks than we have in our state. But I am really hopeful that the greater Bangor area kind of shows up, participates in the Zoom call, participates in the Facebook Live, takes a little bit of time out of their day to listen to Lucas play some music and do some drinks with Katie and I. And then we can, you know, hopefully raise some money for the World Central Kitchen and, you know, show that, hey, Bangor, Maine gets behind its own and Bangor, Maine gets behind a great cause and don't overlook us.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations on that. We're looking forward to it. On Monday, have you got some more virtual happy hours coming up?
Dustin wants to do one more right before the 4th of July. He wants to do like a kind of a class on smoking meat on his new smoker he has. So we'll probably jump in with him so he can do a little cooking class, and we'll make some fun 4th of July drinks. Because what I found on the 4th of July is people come out of the gate hard with what they think is a great cocktail and a gin and tonic, but they realize 4th of July is a marathon, not a sprint. So I have some cocktails that can make sure that you can complete your 4th of July festivities while having a great time and not falling over. So
excellent. How are things at the greenhouse?
wonderful. Tomatoes are starting to get some great color. Greens are going great. You can buy them at Danforth and Herman and Tiller and Rye and Brewer. Tomatoes will be at those locations maybe this coming week, if not by hopefully right after the 4th of July. And herbs are going crazy. I just had to take a bunch of herbs out to make cocktails with. And I was like, oh, my gosh, we're so far behind on our herb placement, because usually those are getting used in the restaurant, either at the bar or the kitchen. And we have a plethora of stuff right now. So looking forward to getting back open hopefully soon so we can use some of this great product.
And do you have a date that you can share with us yet for reopening, or is that still in the works?
It's still in the works. My guess is Katie will mention that date on the digital speakeasy as another reason to tune in.
There you go.
I can almost guarantee it. She'll work that into the conversation of what day she'll be back behind the bar working.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great event for Bangor and for a wonderful cause, World Central Kitchen, the digital speakeasy live from Novio's Bistro coming up Monday at 5 o'clock. Bob, we thank you as always. Appreciate you squeezing us in this afternoon, and I'll see you and Jack out there on the sidewalk maybe tomorrow.
Thank you, Rich. Give my best to BJ, okay?
You got it.
All right, thanks.
That's Bob Cutler, Novio's Bistro on downtown. What a great event, and for Bangor to be a part of that is a very cool thing.
Yeah, it's great. The World Central Kitchen is a great organization, mm-hmm. and glad we can be part of it.
Yeah.